When weather cooperates, Harmony Valley Farms in western Wisconsin grows all kinds of greens, collard, kale, beets, spinach, arugula, basically, says owner Richard DeWild, whatever thrives. Hedgerows near fields provide a home for wildlife, which regulators fear could spread E. coli. Under proposed industry rules, DeWild may have to cut those hedges down, and he could also be faced with having to test more produce for pathogens. However, there's a good chance that rule will be scrapped.
For a small grower, it could be unworkable to have to pay for tests for a small amount of production. At this point, we're not required to do a lot of tests.
The voluntary industry guidelines come from large companies who package, ship, and market greens. An organization which represents small and medium-sized farms, the Cornucopia Institute, says there needs to be broader input. Spokeswoman Charlotte Valleys is with the Wisconsin-based organization.
The farmers don't have much of a say in this. So if you're a farmer and, say, the supermarket or the processor to whom you sell your greens voluntarily signs on to this marketing agreement, then you, as the farmer, have to follow the rules.
There's also concern that the guidelines are really a marketing tool and that certified greens won't necessarily be any safer than ones grown without increased oversight from an industry which has had a number of foodborne outbreaks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.